Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. Well, it being January the 3rd, 2020, of a Friday, I would like to wish you all a very happy new year and all the very best for 2020. And I'm bringing this show to you a couple of days earlier, so that you can have a chance to relax on your days off and listen to what I have to say. So I've been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows. And again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. So perhaps you might like to make that your New Year's resolution, to make the arrangements to leave. So what you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please click on it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So here we are with our show for today. Well, I call the opening heading Current Issues, which basically is simply a way of explaining that the net effect of what's going on today is that these politicians get away with doing absolutely nothing, as did Obama for many, many years, when he was perfectly well aware of what was going on in the system. And Attorney General Bill Barr is coming on the scene now, and I'm very fearful that he and his sidekick, John Durham, will fail to deliver a bail of indictments, in which case they will be putting a bullet in the head of the Republic. They have to come up with something, in my opinion. Then I talk about the top trends that are shaping our world, most notably, of course, needless to say, war and conflict. And in addition, we hear about how our system of governments is geared at getting politicians re-elected rather than fulfilling the most pressing needs of the day. An interesting statistic that children born with at least one dysfunctional parent have a greatly reduced chance of becoming successful adults. So something to think about. Then I have a few words on the IG, the Inspector General, and his report. Apparently, John McCain, passed 5 additional reports that the FBI had not previously seen, from Steele to Comey, all of which were sourced through Hillary Clinton's Fusion GPS, which was destined to dig up dirt on Trump and, of course, failed to do so. Then I talk about the life of Rockefeller compared with the life of the poorest among our poor today, and I think you'll get quite a shock. Then we talk about Jewish genius. Jewish genius operates differently. It's prone to question the premise and rethink the concept, to ask why or why not as often as how, to see the absurd in the mundane and the sublime in the absurd, these kind of things, original thinking. I've got a few what I think are interesting words to talk about over the issue of why the Jews are so much more intelligent than the majority of the rest of us. And then we have another cover-up, ladies and gentlemen. WikiLeaks has just published another set of leaked internal documents. It gets more and more depressing, doesn't it, as time goes by. I have to talk about that. And finally, a quick word on trouble in China's banking system. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will, as I said, gladly email you individually and upon demand 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you might decide to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free, select any 3 shows, but I do recommend most of all the latest 3 shows if you don't have any preference, because all the shows are listed in my archives on the Podbean page, but they all deal with matters of the day. So since you're familiar with today's goings-on, it might be more useful for you to make a judgment about my show by listening to what I have to say about today's events. So let me finish with my contact information. My email is rwlmartin1@aol.com, and it's blazoned across the top of the Podbean page, my Podbean page, so you'll find it there if you don't write it down now. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and so you might be interested to know how to access those. Go to Facebook for my Facebook page and put in Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. All one word, no caps, no punctuation, no spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And similarly with Twitter, just write in RM Wake Up Call. RM for my initials and Wake Up Call. Again, lowercase, no spaces, no gaps, no punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I wish you a very prosperous and satisfying 2020. And I'll be back with you again when I come back on Monday. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.